Ron DeSantis is going to announce today, and he's going to do it on Twitter. Elon Musk wins. The Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro, Michael Knowles, Matt Walsh, Andrew Klavan, which too many people leave out because he's the mind. They're going to move their podcasts to Twitter. Rumble hurt worst. Elon Musk wins again. And for people like The Atlantic who want to scream that Twitter has just become this place for the far right alt tech world, the answer is no. Twitter actually allows people to speak again. And when you allow people to speak, others will be attracted to it. Twitter was terrible before Elon Musk. Jack Dorsey was a crap CEO, and I honestly don't know why people use his products. It's clear he hates you. YouTube, Facebook, man, do they despise you. Do they not want you being able to have a voice? But Elon Musk said have a voice, and Rumble said had a voice. Have a voice. That's better. What the left is most angry about is you get to speak, and man, are they angry. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning, good to be with you. Allow me to go a step further on this. There is not a Democrat, a liberal, a progressive in the sound of my voice that could disagree with me on what I just said. The political left does not believe that the political right should have a voice. Or anybody who speaks to the contrary should have a voice, contrary to what the narrative they've decided is acceptable. How does that work? Well, you see how these things get shaped. No one ever talked about getting rid of gas stoves. One person brings up getting rid of gas stoves. The next thing you know, as a party, they all believe in getting rid of gas stoves. Not a single one of them knew anything about the Green New Deal or why anybody was discussing a Green New Deal. But the right three people said it because they got together and said the thing. And the next thing you know, it's the only thing the Democratic Party could talk about. No basis, no theory, no philosophy, just the shiny object of the day and total lockstep of the party. And anything that is opposed to that is de facto wrong, evil. And then, of course, we've now gotten into racist and homophobic and xenophobic and transphobic. And Lord only knows what other phobic they have. They're most angry that you get to speak freely, or anybody who disagrees with them gets to speak freely. Most angry about that. And they want to let you know. So that's what's got them bothered. And as I said, there's not a Democrat in the sound of my voice who could disagree with that statement. That is just fact. I have brought all the receipts, and I have a bag full more of them. You know it, and I know it. So what are we talking about here? What are we even doing here? Elon Musk will host a Spaces event with Ron DeSantis. DeSantis will answer questions. He's going to announce he's running. Game over. Game over. Not for Ron DeSantis. That game is only just beginning. I mean, we could discuss the political ramifications. We could discuss the issues. You want the worst hot take that's out there? Because I can give you the worst hot take that's out there because, you know, I love you very much, Boo Bear.
We all get together and realize and make the world realize how important the conservative voice is in America and needs to be reinvigorated.
Well, absolutely. And I've said it before. I think that Governor DeSantis has done a fine job in Florida, and the people just reelected him. I think it's kind of a bait and switch type thing when you say you're going to be there and be your governor, and then you just immediately start running for president. We have a great candidate in President Trump, and you know, everyone knows I support President Trump, and I think there'll be a time for Ron DeSantis. I think he's can work four more years in Florida and then come around in 28 and make it happen. But I don't think he can beat. I don't think DeSantis can beat Joe Biden. As a matter of fact, I know he can't beat Joe Biden.
That's Carrie Lake. That's the hottest take of the day, nay, the week. Wait, is May? We'll put that in the month of May. Hottest take in the month of May, shall we? Shall we just say that? Can we just mark that one down right now? That'd be just terrific. He can't beat Joe Biden.
Oh, hot, 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 hot. Hot, 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 hot.
That's hot.
I don't talk much about Carrie Lake. I don't like the fact that she lost the gubernatorial race in Arizona. Bothers me. Katie Hobbs, Arizona really voted for Katie Hobbs. Katie Hobbs is a fool. I have many questions. Mostly, exactly how much weed is in Arizona that leads to this decision. But Carrie Lake is doing herself no favors here. Ron DeSantis can't beat Joe Biden is a ridiculous take, regardless of who you are. There is no data that says he can't beat Joe Biden. The polling says he can beat Joe Biden. If you want to talk about data, whether or not you believe it is secondary. And he hasn't gotten into the race until, I don't know, a couple hours from now. Carrie Lake is going to go on Newsmax, say I'm pro-Trump, and as a matter of fact, Ron DeSantis can't beat Biden. Dear Lord, what a ridiculous bit of nonsense, propaganda crap. I don't know if Trump can beat Biden. I don't know if DeSantis can beat Biden or will beat Biden. I don't know if Trump can or will either. Can we not be these people? If DeSantis wins the nomination, what's your plan? You people don't know how to fight. You don't know how to fight. Biden is your issue. I'm not saying that you have to bob and weave on every subject. I said this about Senator Tim Scott yesterday. When you are being discussing things directly regarding Trump, you can't be afraid to say something directly about Trump or say, here's where I think the issue is, here's where I think I can do it better. But then you bring it back to Biden. DeSantis can't beat Biden is a ridiculous statement said by an ideologue who puts the person ahead of the philosophy, or some people might say the party, or some people might say winning. Dear God, cut that crap out. That said, DeSantis getting into the race, finally, we can start breaking things down. We can see how he really takes a punch and how he delivers a punch. We can see how Trump takes a punch and then counterpunches. We'll see how Tim Scott gets into that and out of that. Now, as for will we have any more candidates, I don't know, and right now I don't see it. I mean, you could see Mike Pence get into this race. He's got nothing else to do. I'm not going to say that in a rude way, just that's factual. He could get into this race. Vivek Ramaswamy isn't in this race to the extent that he's got a base to which from which he can pull from some disaffected people here and there. But really, he's about trying to force conversation. More than anything else, that's what Vivek is doing. Be interesting if this was a Republican primary with only five people, because I forget about Nikki Haley. Very interesting, because you think there could be more. Maybe not. The oxygen with Trump and DeSantis, so great. Everybody else knows they're on the periphery. And of those others on the periphery, I only see Tim Scott having any type of path. I just think Tim Scott takes the Nikki Haley path away from her. But can they both beat Biden? Right now, I would say yes. They can both beat Biden. Which one has a better chance of beating Biden? That is going to be the primary fight.